Do you know what kind of monkey it was?
It had like a little, it was like a little diaper monkey.
Like Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark monkey.
It was the Great Northern Diaper Monkey.
Scratched. If you're familiar with Scratched, you know that the conversation can turn at any time. If you're a first-time listener, prepare yourself. We talk about whatever comes to mind, and the journey never ends anywhere near where it began. For episode 206, we're going to start with some genealogy and end with some urban exploration. But how we get there is the best part. Expect some sheep and diaper monkeys to be peppered in as well. Join us on Facebook, Instagram, or our website, scratchpodcast.com, to keep the conversation going after the show. For now, let's start episode 206.
Hey, you mentioned something earlier about genealogy. You said we talked about that last time?
No, I think Eloy had brought it up for a second. I would kind of going over it, and that was just something.
Have any of you guys ever done that? Kind of trace it back?
I'm kind of working it out right now, slowly, with the help of Steve Nealon. And it's actually, I'm finding out it's good to have like a third party that's not a member of your family to like check your facts. Because it kind of, yeah, kind of separates, you know, you don't, because you end up, when it's yours, you want it to be so bad. You're like, oh man, look at that. And yeah, that's cool. And he did that. And so it's good to have somebody else that doesn't care. Come in and look at it very objectively.
What utility are you using?
Ancestry.com.
Okay. Because I started a couple years ago with MyHeritage.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of written notes from an aunt in the family that are like legit known facts. So I've been able to trace my mother's side of the family back to the like 1750s.
Wow.
But I know Jack. Like, actually, he's not a guy named Jack. I just know Jack shit about my father's side. I think I only can get to my grandfather's generation. And he's such a crotchety old man. He won't tell me anything. So. But I was hoping to get as far back as back into the European, but I just haven't been able to pull it off.
I'm in Europe with all the Italian side of my family. Anybody that came from Italy, I'm pretty much at.
Both sides of your family?
No, the other, the Hildebrandt is, I can't find anything past New Jersey right now. But I'm like at 1800.
I noticed a lot of
1873 at the
bottom. A lot of family members of mine died of consumption.
What's that mean?
Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, wow, I have a lot of alcoholics in my family.
Yeah. I like to consume things. It's perfect. I know. Going through, there was a blacksmith in the family, carpenter, and a lot of farmers. Those were, well, everyone was a farmer. But they liked my dad's family, the Hildebrands, they liked New Jersey and screwing, because each one of them had lots of kids.
Did they have any sheep?
They were allergic. Thank God. Thank God.
I don't believe you.
They did. They were allergic and they didn't have high boots.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
You don't think so?
No. Hey, dude, if you're not allergic to sheep, that's a tall tale sign.
Is it? Me personally being allergic, you don't think that?
Oh, you're allergic to sheep as well?
Like I said, I've never gotten close enough to find out.
You should try.
I'm gonna put it on the dry erase.
Sheep. You should go to Amazon and you should get a pair of these rubber boots.
Sheep.com. One
size too big. Just so you can put a pair of back legs in. I mean,
what you gotta do?
Old trick. I'm gonna type in sheep.com right now. Let's see. Oh, that's guess what? Coming soon. It says coming soon.
You want to take them over to a cliff face?
I bet it's
backing up into you.
Look, no, wait, look. Sheep.com coming soon. You see?
I was thinking of the album. I was thinking of the album art for NOFX for Heavy Petting Zoo.
Oh man, that's good stuff.
Wonder why Sheep.com is not more hopping than what it is already.
A lot of people are allergic.
Yeah,
seems like they're a big market for people and sheep.
I bet it's for sale. I bet you we could buy sheep.com.
Shornsheep.com.
Sheepshear.com.
Oh, man.
Back, Tony D.
Yeah, I can see cover art for promo art for this episode.
Oh, you already know what it's going to be.
Eloy, what other pets did you have?
I had chickens.
Were they pet chickens or were they eaten chickens?
No, those were pet chickens.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Were the sheep eating sheep or shearing sheep?
Who?
Your sheep.
I've never had sheep.
Oh, okay.
He's just...
Were the chickens layers?
The reason I know that I'm allergic to the wool, I'm sure that if you shave the sheep, it'd be fine.
He needs one of those city hypoallergenic hairless sheep.
Do they breed hairless sheep like those sphinx cats?
Like as Mr. long Bigger as they shave that stuff, as long as they shave it all, it's fine. Because I think it's the wool. It's not, you know. So a completely shaven sheep would be okay.
Baba Black Sheep puts the lotion in the basket.
got a problem with sheep dander.
All right, so chickens. We know you have Vigo. Fill in the blanks.
We always had dogs. My first dog was a German Shepherd. Then I had a few mutts and Vigo now.
Frogs? Any fish? Any hamsters?
I had cats. I had fish. I had hamsters. Nope, I don't think I had hamsters. I had a ferret.
Oh, I had one of those for a while, too. Little bastard. Stank. Yeah. He was descented, and he still smelled.
Yeah, they'd had a musky smell to them.
And he'd hide under the furniture and wait, and you'd walk out with no shoes on. He'd run out and bite your toe through your sock. Oh, he's such a prick.
Hey, do you guys remember sea monkeys?
Those were shrimp.
But they weren't they packaged as sea monkeys?
Yeah, but it was fake. Always. You've been lied to your whole life.
I enjoyed those. I enjoyed so as a
kid. How did you enjoy them?
Because it was cool to see little things, but they looked like
a little bit of salt and pepper. Some oyster crackers.
I enjoyed those. Remember that sort of I guess it was like
did you have a pet rock?
No, I didn't, but remember that sand that you'd put in water and it'd stay and had different colors? That used to be popular back then.
No.
Sand that you'd
put do you remember it? That magic sand?
No.
Put in water.
You guys never played with that?
No.
So they come in like little flasks or whatever, and then you have, you know, acrylic type tank, and then you drop the sand into the water, but the sand would not disperse. It would become clumpy, and you could and it would stack with different colors. You could create like different types of sceneries and valleys and whatnot.
I remember doing that, but I don't remember having to add water to it.
Well, no, because the sand, it's a special type of sand. I don't know what the hell story is with it, but you drop it in the water, and as opposed to it dispersing, becoming like cloudy in the, you know, it stays like as a solid, like it groups up, bunches up. It doesn't allow the water to penetrate, and then it forms little sort of, I don't know, like stalactites and whatnot. I can't believe you guys don't know that.
All right, let's rewind a bit. What does one do with a pet chicken?
Well, we had a yard.
Yeah. So do they fetch? I mean, what do you do with a pet chicken?
They eat bugs.
Okay, bugs.
I know people that have chickens that they just like they enjoy having the personalities of the chickens and like watching them interact with each other.
You can use their waste after an extended period of time, right?
Because yeah, it's hot.
Nitrates break down.
Very, very hot. Very, it's what they call hot. It's very high in nitrogen.
Okay.
So if you would like use chicken manure to fertilize your garden right away, you'd get nothing.
But you had chickens for pleasure.
these were pleasure chickens.
I mean, do they come running if you call their name? I mean,
what do
they
do?
They really didn't do anything except like eat bugs around the yard. We had a big yard full of ants and all sorts of stuff, and they'd just eat stuff.
So is it like the equivalent of having like yard fish?
Yeah, essentially.
Like, because fish are why does anyone have fish? I don't understand it.
What is a yard fish? Like a koi fish?
No. I'm like saying it would be like a yard fish. Like fish do nothing. You just look at them. So the chickens are just yard fish.
From the makers of Chicken of the Sea, we have...
That was an awful way to say that.
For the makers of Chicken of the Sea, we have Fish of the Yard.
This thing ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. Fish of the yard. Charlie Tuna's cousin.
I mean, it's tough coaxing information out of you guys, for goodness sakes.
What are you trying to coax out of us?
Wait, what do you want to know?
I threw out some 80s, you know, or early childhood toys and
stuff. I believe I answered every question.
And you're totally like,
what?
Do you remember Simon?
Yes.
Like the colored disc?
Had the full size disc Simon and the pocket Simon, which would pocket not Simon. Fit in any pockets I had.
Pocket Simon was as easy to put in your pocket as a disc man.
Yeah.
Like, just a little too big for that. And I was looking at that. I saw, did I send you guys a picture? I think I might have put it on the Instagram page once upon a time. How is it that we like now it would that would have been a problem for a week and we would have had new pockets on all of our jackets big enough for your disc man? And we never figured that out, that we couldn't make pockets bigger back in the 90s. We didn't have pocket technology the way we do now.
What toys do you that you look fondly back on that you don't see or that seem rare now from back when you guys were growing up? Like that toy that that was a cool thing, or I have a fond memory of.
I still have a box of toys in my parents' house.
No way.
Yes.
Do you have G.I. Joes?
They want me to come get them out of there. And I still have my 11-piece drum set in their house, and they want me to get it.
With your rack.
Yeah.
All ready to go.
So toys that are at my parents' house are my Legos, Constructs.
Those were great.
G.I. Joe, and Star Wars. I think all my Transformers were sold in a garage sale. And they were the good Transformer, like the metal die-cast.
Yeah.
Solid Transformers, but they were all sold.
So what was your favorite? Well, I guess you just named it, right?
See, I went back because Lego is a totally different kind of activity, like a play activity than an action figure. Yeah. G.I. Joe and Star Wars are kind of on the same level. And then Constructs and Lego are kind of on the same level. But they were like a different headspace.
Yeah, you can only do so much with action figures.
Yeah.
You can do anything with Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like the action figures way more.
Did you?
Yeah, well, way more than Lego.
I had like He-Man and G.I. Joe.
All my He-Man were sold in a garage sale.
I still have all my He-Man.
Wow, really?
Yeah, my mom. And I don't know how, because my brothers, well, not my brothers, my middle brother destroyed everything I ever owned.
You have He-Man himself?
I have He-Man himself. I have Castle Grayskull. I have Snake Mountain.
But do you have the original He-Man?
Yeah, my kids go over there and play with it. And like, I'm like, my mom, I don't know how, because I'm only 3 years older than my brother, and he broke everything, so she must have taken it out of Pop. Like, early on, she must have saw that he was going to destroy everything.
Let me see how much they cost.
Still have my Sega that works.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't like the Sega.
That's incredible that still works.
I know. I tested it a year ago, and I couldn't get it to work, which tells me I was probably drunk out of my skull when I was testing it.
If you're looking at the original ones, I'm seeing prices that range from $41 used up to frickin' $400.
Yeah, but that's one of the purchases where you're like, yes, I'm going to have this. It's going to bring back all these memories. You're going to open the box. You're going to look at it for like a minute, and then you're going to put it on your shelf and be like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing? It just cost me $40.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
I have no interest in selling that stuff.
I've never understood these guys that buy these, buy all the comic books or have the comic books from the past, and they frame them in the plastic. I forget what, there's a name for doing that.
Collectors.
No. I mean, there's a name for that process of sealing it, and I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, when they certify them.
Yeah. What is the point? Comic books are meant to be read, and
yeah, those are seen as, I guess, investments.
No, because now they become rare, and there's a situation where you can't fight, like, certain comic books, you can't find them, and it's like it's kind of like a jewel that you've discovered and you're keeping it. It's just, you know, it's like.
But doesn't that take all the fun out of it from like when you were a kid and you would read them, or
to have?
I don't think Bales, you probably didn't read comics really that much, did you?
No.
But like the same with an action figure, what's more fun to look at it on the shelf or play with it?
Oh, people that leave them mint in box carded.
Yeah.
But you'll get the collectors that'll buy two, one to open and one to keep. And if you really dive down into the Lego collectors, there's guys that buy three of sets one that they could put together, one that they'll keep in a box, and one that they plan on selling as soon as it becomes discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets discontinued, all the, you know, the prices raise. They'll sell that third one off, and it'll cover the cost of all three.
That's a good idea.
If you jump on Amazon or Etsy and start looking at some of the older discontinued Star Wars, they're insane.
Yeah.
The prices they're asking.
I mean, but did you hang around with any kids that when you were younger that would like buy them and just know it's got to stay in the box? It's got to sit on the shelf.
I had one friend that kept a few.
Yeah. See, I had that one friend that was like, no, I bought it. It's got to stay in the box. It's just every to look at. One. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like, why? Like 40,
you were friends with a 40-year-old virgin.
Right. Right. That's what he was destined to become.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, dude, just take it out and play with it. No, don't do that.
So I used to keep all the G.I. Joe, you know, the back cards because it had all their profiles or stats.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think those bobbleheads now that they do of comics and stuff. I don't know if you've seen those.
Anti-bobblehead.
Dude, I think there's a bobblehead for everything.
Yeah, I don't dig that. And people collect those. They keep them inside the packaging, and I don't know, dude. That oversized head, it's just too much.
That and Pez dispensers, people that collect Pez dispensers,
and those
vinyl, which are kind of cool, I guess.
The vinyl pop figures,
yeah, and Beanie Babies.
Oh God,
people still collect.
Did you have Beanie Babies? Because I had a Pound Puppy.
Ooh,
I had a Pound Puppy. I
bet you did.
A Cabbage Patch Kid.
You had a Pound Puppy.
I did.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I was way younger than you were.
Well, but why did Bale have a Pound Puppy?
That, I don't know, Christmas present. It's not like I saved my allowance and went and bought a Pound Puppy. It was a gift, probably.
Yep, here it is, Pound Puppy time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saved up your hard-earned dollars to go buy a Pound Puppy.
Yeah,
like finally I got it.
Yes.
Do they even sell like pretend? Like weapons, machine guns, and stuff like that at toy stores anymore?
Yeah. Oh, toy stores.
Man.
Well, not at Toys R Us anymore.
I remember running around as a kid with a shotgun that looked like a shotgun, and actually, you could actually, you know, cock it or rack it, and it made this huge, like, pop. I can't explain the noise. And I had a friend that actually had a real handgun that had been decommissioned by plugging it. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They jam the metal down the barrel. He had a legit handgun that he'd run around the neighborhood with.
And no one probably thought anything about it.
No, we didn't have the little orange caps on.
I remember guns. We had a great big yard behind my mom and dad's house when I was growing up. And I remember going out in that yard and having BB gun fights with my friends.
I remember
like we would shoot each other with BB guns.
Hurt like a bastard.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and probably no safety glasses either.
Right. And the FBI would probably be called in now if that happened.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
I used to take a pellet gun in the backyard and shoot at birds and squirrels. Yeah. Not even thinking about the houses behind me.
Right.
you just opened a can of whoop.
PETA.
I shot a rabbit once with my pellet gun. And it did not kill it.
It's bad enough that I've had hate mail from the Tourette's Association of America all week. Now I'm going to have PETA on me.
Yeah, he was joking, folks.
True. Was there any other dumb stuff you did as a kid that would probably...
It's all dumb stuff.
Not be...
Everything I did was dumb.
Accepted now. Right.
Was it a smart move in the bunch?
I don't know. I try to make my kids go out and do stupid things.
Is that wrong of me?
Yeah,
the only thing I think we do better is we probably weren't as distracted while driving because there wasn't...
True.
As many distractions. So...
Yeah.
Turn on the music. Like, my attention span shot from my phone. I used to be able to drive for hours, no problem. Now I get in the car, it's like, what's that, man? It's been driving for hours. It's like, oh, that's only 45 minutes, man.
Our attention span is calculated to be 8 seconds now.
What?
What?
Yeah.
From
a general population.
Yeah.
From what? What was it before?
Higher.
higher. Wow. It was
You have a future in statistics.
Right? Yeah. Some hardcore analytical data.
That's,
there.
Is that, that that's the math that keeps repeating, keeps showing up.
But dude, if it's 8 seconds, and that's what they've done study, if it's 8 seconds, I mean, you can't do anything, you know.
I could do a few things.
Well,
8 seconds is a stretch.
I mean, I meant riding a bull.
Oh, okay. Eight seconds. Bull. Impressive.
The whole 8 seconds.
Yeah, impressive. How many beers?
What, how many beers can I drink in 8 seconds, or how many beers before riding the bull?
Well, why not both?
More.
No.
It was higher.
That should be our answer to everything now.
It was higher.
Have you guys ever ridden a bull?
No. Have you?
Nope.
No, he exclusively rides sheep.
Oh, he's allergic. Come on. Allergic.
That's the whole thing.
He can't. He would like to, I think, but he cannot.
You guys are the ones that are not non-sheep allergic. Evidently, it's only the wool.
I would like to point out that I'm still on the fence because I don't know.
You're on the fence where the sheep are kept?
Yeah. I'm trying to climb over into the sheep pen. That's the fence that I'm on. No, I'm on the fence whether or not I'm allergic because I've never gotten close enough to know.
No.
Do you want to be allergic?
Dude, you guys, it's not the actual. It's the wool itself.
I'm going to buy you a sweater.
If it's a if it's a clean shaven sheep, then go for it.
She shorn sheep.
I'm not happy that I'm allergic.
You were. Don't know. Go back. Listen.
So what? Why are you sad that you're allergic?
I'm happy. No, it's just a simple fact that I'm allergic to that, and it gives me like hives.
Now,
terrible.
Now, if the wool. It's processed. Can you wear it then? Like, could you have a woolen sweater, or are you still allergic?
That's the problem. No, the whole problem was that the whole thing is, I'm talking about like clothing and synthetic sort of wool, like textiles and such. That's what I'm actually like allergic to.
You're allergic to man-made wool-like products?
Yeah, I don't see. I haven't sat down and done a deep, you know, study of it. I don't even. Why didn't we even talk about sheep?
Have you tried going to a local petting zoo to test this theory?
You know what, I have, but not the. Oh. But not the. Not,
I wasn't
not,
expecting not, that answer.
I went, but I just go to feed the goats every once in a while. I didn't really go for the sheep.
I don't know if they had sheep there. They probably had goats.
I just go to, you know, help small businesses.
I just go to pet the alligators. Do they even have sheep in Miami?
Yeah, the gators eat them all.
Yeah.
There's no sheep here. That's not natural. Are there sheep in your areas?
Yes.
Yeah, not really.
There's no sheep in any of your areas?
Freaking hogs everywhere, but no sheep.
I live in the burbs, man. It's cats, dogs, some coyote.
There are sheep here.
You guys do have sheep?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have none personally, but
okay.
And they don't roam the neighborhoods wild, but there are farms very close to me that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
have the sheep.
Are you guys allowed to have chickens and stuff in town or in your city?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I could if I wanted them.
We're not allowed to have them.
Really?
Mm-mm. And I live in freaking, you know, nowhere, Ohio, and it's. It's incredible that we're not allowed to have them.
Yeah, I know someone one town over that has them. There's like a limit. I don't know what that limit is, but.
Like, you can have 30 chickens, but 31's too many.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, there's laws about you can't have more than, what, four or five dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know who makes these laws.
I love reading those lists of old laws that are still in effect.
Oh, no sodomy gets me every time.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's terrible.
That's what they call a dry county.
What?
No, that's not what they call it.
What?
That's what you might call it. If you don't want to go there, that county's dry. What? A whole different kind of dry.
No sodomy in that town.
I hear they got sodomy out California way. Back in the 30s, there was sodomy everywhere, but it's dry now.
What do you call a dry county, Eloy?
I was making a funny open up.
Oh, thank goodness.
You succeeded.
Yes. Well done.
I mean, those are laws that, how can you enforce that?
They're always like stupid things like you can't, you know, rope your horse to the to the pole outside the market or something.
I don't want to go there, but because we were just talking about something. We'll just go ahead. Wait,
what? Where were you going
to
go?
Yeah, if you don't want to bring something up, you shouldn't say you don't want to bring it up because it's bringing it up. So now you have to talk about it.
Well, why'd you bring up horses?
What?
Wow. Are you allergic? Why'd you have to make me think about it, Doc?
I didn't say horses. Ryan did. Let the record clearly
show. You can shave horses, but I don't think it makes much of a difference.
I have this 30-day chip, and now you bring up horses?
Have you guys ever ridden a horse?
Why is that so funny? I think I missed that joke.
You guys don't want. See, look, it's a serious question.
Yeah, yes, I have ridden a horse.
I knew it. I knew it, Doc.
I'm not a cowboy or anything, but yes, I believe I have ridden a horse a time.
I've ridden a horse too. How about you, Bale? Have you ridden a horse?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, not Mr. Hands riding a horse, but I've ridden a horse.
See, I don't know. I'm talking about actual, like, riding, you know, like the joys of horseback riding.
No, I wasn't. That's not what I meant. I'd like to change my answer then.
Oh, wait a second. It's you're talking about like free range.
What are you talking about? Yeah, no saddle. I jumped on it like an elf in Lord of the Rings, Lords of the Ring, and then I surfed on it kind of triumphantly.
Side saddled like a fair maiden.
Yep, and then I just jumped off.
Living up to your son's princess desires.
Oh yeah, like Maid Marian.
Yeah, like the chick and the Brave.
Yep. Yeah, very ladylike.
Oh, well, cool. So, and Ryan, you as well have ridden horses, yes?
Yes, I have.
Can you speak up, please?
I have ridden many horses.
Okay.
Let the record clearly show that Mr. Bitters has said that he did ride a horse.
It's a beautiful experience, isn't it?
It's kind of hard on your balls.
Yeah, it's not for me.
It really is, actually.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why is it not hard on your balls?
My balls? No, I didn't enjoy it. I'm saying it's not for me.
You didn't enjoy the
balls horse? Or the horseback riding?
The horse experience.
Oh, dude, it's fun, dude.
I dated a girl when I was in high school, and she like rode horses and owned a horse.
That was such a great segue.
Whatever. And the poor thing got sick once upon a time, and I was having like
the girl or the horse?
Both. No, but the horse had like this inner ear problem, and like when it would get up, it would get angry, and I saw it flip out one time, and it was just such a big, powerful animal that like it kind of made me skittish around them, like forever. Like, yeah, if I see people with horses now, it's not that I'm afraid of them or whatever, but it's like, man, you just don't understand how strong that thing is. If it wants to, it'll just put you out of business.
Have you ever seen the tongue of a giraffe?
Yeah,
I used to, but I lost my access to that website.
They're like 4 feet long. I don't know what made me think of that.
Horses?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
With long necks? I don't know.
Monkeys throw their crap.
this is the zoo portion. This is
Zoology 101.
Monkeys throw their crap.
The Wild Kingdom with your host, Eloy.
Yeah. Scratched Wild Kingdom. Mutual of Omaha.
So, you know, monkeys?
He's getting close to the mic. It's going to be good.
We're bringing it in for monkey talk.
So, listen, monkeys. Monkeys are very, for lack of a very primal. But they are... Like, they have their social hierarchy, and it doesn't matter if you're human. They will position you in the where you belong, right? So if they think they can dominate your ass, they will. So I used to work in the Everglades, and there was like a monkey that the guy owned. And we were all sitting around and then everybody held the monkey. I held the monkey. It was like really weird, you know, because it's, I don't know, dude. It's like looking at a little almost person.
Do you know what kind of monkey it was?
Dude, I don't remember. It's been such a long time, but I remember it looked almost
like a capuchin monkey or a chimpanzee. They have a tail. They have a diaper. What are we talking about here?
It had like a little. It was like a little diaper monkey.
Like Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark monkey.
It was the Great Northern Diaper Monkey. Look that up on the Google. Everybody.
Did it have a tail?
I can't remember if it had tail on it, but I do remember diaper. So,
but like Raiders of the Lost Ark type monkey.
Damn. Are those the skinny ones?
I don't know. It wasn't like a chimpanzee. Can you
sketch us a picture of the monkey?
Dude, I can't.
Go on.
But regardless of what type of monkey it was a monkey that looked really like that you could hold it and stuff. And it looked. It was a monkey that you could hold.
A holding diaper monkey.
In your hand. Let's say it's a diaper monkey. So everybody's holding the monkey and passing it along, right? And all the workers there are holding the monkey. And then there's this lady worker, co-worker, and they hand off the monkey to her. She cradles the monkey. The monkey looks at her, grabs her tit, and then punches her right in the chest. And she was like, oh, how cute. And then, bam, punches her. And she's like, what? And apparently, because we're not trained for monkeys, but the guy that owns, he knows and stuff, and he says no, because he's trying to make you submit, like he's trying to basically make you part of his thing, his harem,
mm-hmm.
Or whatever you'd like to call. And so yeah, dude, that's my monkey story.
That man, that kind of died out real quick.
Well, I mean, you know, this all actually right, happened. It's not
calling again and made the monkey eat somebody.
That's what I thought we were going to go full on, like he ripped her face off or something.
Yeah.
No, but so you're missing the thing. The thing is that he had no problem with all of
it. Yeah, no, that's right. He had no problem with the fact that you were a human. He was like, I'm going to put you in line with my monkey punch.
No, but he was submissive to the males.
Yes, that's the point.
Super monkey punch.
He was trying to dominate.
Maybe he didn't like her vanilla perfume.
Dude, it could be something, but I think they have to know the difference.
So I wonder if she'd have like flipped him in the dick or something, if he would have been like, oh, my bad. Like, would she have been able to reverse that role?
What do you think, Doc?
I think woman's shoe versus monkey probably would reset the order. I mean, it's got to be something that's a size wise. I mean, if you're a little diaper monkey, you can't be beating on things five times as tall as you are. That can't work in the jungle. That doesn't go down like that wherever that monkey's from.
Yeah, you're right.
Eventually, that woman had to be able to do something to reestablish.
Dude, he flat out punched her, dude. I mean, I guess it's more impressive when.
Okay, now I have a question. This woman, would it ever have been a monkey owner and this woman without everybody there? Maybe this guy was mean to that woman or treated her poorly in front of the monkey, and the monkey was projecting his BS on her.
No, I think instinctually that monkey wanted to dominate that one coworker, and he sensed that she's a lady and a female.
It was the only lady there?
There was others, but they were doing other things throughout the property. Maybe so she was there hanging with us.
Maybe he was into it.
Was she skittish around it? Like scared of it? Dude,
confident. I mean, this is a woman that works in the Everglades and, you know, works around alligators and this and that. It's just that I think that, honest to goodness, the monkey wanted it because he didn't mess with anyone. He was all, you know, subtle. And then all of a sudden, dude, the punch was like an iron fist freaking, you know, karate freaking punch. It was unbelievable. Everybody was freaking out and cracking up, incidentally.
That's crazy. He was into it. He was like, that's how, you know, when you're in school and little girl, he hit me. Well, that's how, you know, he likes you.
Have you guys ever held a monkey?
Have what? I ever?
Have you guys ever held a monkey?
I thought you said, have we ever killed a monkey? I misheard that. I apologize.
Negative on both fronts. I have not killed or held.
Right, me either.
You've never held a monkey in your hands.
Amy's sister had a pet monkey for a few years.
No way.
It was before my time. Yeah, she said it always had to wear a diaper, and it was like constantly on its period because it was a female. So it was just nasty.
God
damn.
Yeah. No thanks.
And how'd she buy that monkey?
I have no idea. It was before I met Amy. So I don't know.
Money she made from busking.
We're gonna have to follow up on that. Can you follow up? And
we're gonna have to have a follow up on the monkey.
Yeah.
Well, and it's you know what's amazing? It was the same kind of monkey. It was a freaking diaper monkey. I don't know if it had a tail either, so.
And by the way, I'm not necessarily species. I'm not fond of the monkey experience because they're incredibly similar to it's almost weird. You're looking at a creature that looks back at you, and it you can see that it's thinking. What is it thinking? You know, I mean, it's not like other animals. They actually look like they're as if they're human, dude. It's freaky.
I don't like when animals are where they're not supposed to be. I don't really care for exotic pet people. And then it flips out. And I understand you have a dog. Like, the dog came from wherever and the dog's going to be around. But just, you don't need a monkey in the middle of Pennsylvania. I've seen those. You see them around. Yeah. But I have. That just doesn't make sense to me.
We've got a couple of those exotic petting zoo captivity, whatever they are around here and there.
Yeah.
The animals just look miserable. Like, if you step in this cage, I'm going to eat you.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold for me. This poor animal that's not from this continent.
It's usually like the most insane animals you could own, like tigers or lions or freaking grizzly bears. Like, things that could just rip you apart. Like, why doesn't anybody own a flamingo or something?
Ooh.
I bet you that it's really hard to own a flamingo.
I know, there's like freaking 500 of them at the zoo.
I'm going to look into flamingo ownership.
I wouldn't mind fostering an owl.
No, you don't want an owl.
Maybe I do, Doc.
They are mean creatures.
Hmm.
They are. I've seen a couple in the woods. They are huge. They're way bigger than any other bird I've come into contact with.
Dude, we have a bald eagle around here. That might sound ridiculous.
Yeah, we have a lot around me.
We don't have them around us. That's what's so weird about it. We have one that's nesting around here, and I've never seen one in real life.
Cool.
Holy crap, they're freaking huge.
Yeah, they're really big.
Like, we have those chicken hawks. I mean, we call them chicken hawks. You guys might call them something else.
Turkey buzzards.
Yeah, same thing. And those things are tiny compared to the eagle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those eagles are huge.
No thanks. But
those owls are nasty, nasty creatures, man.
I didn't say I wanted like a huge ass barn. Oh,
you want like a
maybe like, you know, an owl that's injured and can't
Harry be Potter. Raised. Harry Potter owl.
I could go for a Harry Potter owl. Like,
there you go.
Is this a deep seated
Hagrid
like Harry Potter fantasy that you want to live out?
Hagrid. No, my mother likes owls. Hmm. She has them everywhere in the house.
Hmm.
I don't know.
They're not as noisy
as like parrots are always squawking and talking and won't shut the hell up.
So you grew up in a house that had like a theme, like your mother collected things or
everywhere.
Yeah. Ours was apples. There was freaking apples everywhere. I don't know why. I still to this day don't know why that was apples.
Wow. My
everything was freaking apples.
My house is all drums.
The freaking crap spray in the bathroom was apple.
Apple scented crap.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah, my mom was into the American flag before 9/11. Before there was like everything American flag, that was her thing. She was big into that, little stars and stripes on everything and whatever. It's just like, and like the country cottage way, not like where no one was a veteran or anything like that.
But it's kind of cool though. Like when you see stuff like that, then it kind of reminds you of being a kid. Pretty cool.
Oh, let me say this to you guys. I don't know if you've seen this on YouTube, but the other day, I don't know how I ran into it. there's people that go exploring through America, abandoned, like, plantations, old homes, in secluded remote areas that you'd figure there's nothing there with vines overgrown on them. Have you guys seen that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Called, like, is that the urban exploration stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's something else.
Yeah. What a trip.
Yeah. I remember just doing that as a kid, going into old abandoned factories and stuff.
Didn't one of the woodworker guys on YouTube used to do that for a while and post videos of it?
Junkie.
The Junkie did that for a while.
Alan. Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend on the tiny house scene that every once in a while will post videos about odd America. There's like some haunted train tunnel somewhere up in Massachusetts that he did a video of, but he only went a couple feet in.
Wow, dude.
I mean, did he back out just because it was freaking him out or just didn't want to get in there any farther?
I think it's a couple mile tunnel. And it's supposed to be like haunted by workers that died. And he was alone, so if, you know, heaven forbid he tripped and like broke his ankle or something inside. Dude,
but things are 10 times like scarier, you know, frightening when you're alone because your mind runs wild and you ain't got anybody there to talk with you.
Do you think that's true?
I do.
You think that sometimes if there's two of you, you're just kind of, you get into a feedback loop, like that stupid Ouija board. If I pulled a Ouija board out by myself, it wouldn't freak me. If I was playing it with Eloy and he's dicking around, moving the stupid little pointer, you kind of start amping each other up.
I don't know, right? But like, if you're out with a friend ready to do that stuff, aren't you kind of like, I got the bigger balls? No, we should go in, dude.
Yeah.
It all depends on who you're with.
Yeah.
So we all need to get together and like go into one of these places now, like Stand By Me, kids.
Yeah, that would be awesome for like.
Is that minus the dead body?
Well, yeah. I don't want to be that character. There's a missile silo here, in Homestead, an abandoned missile base slash with those tunnels that go down or all the way underground. And I have a friend that broke into that and looked around. It's just abandoned. You know, all the dials are like Cold War era and it's overgrown with vegetation and all that. It's super awesome for video filming, you know. Imagine taking like a scroll saw or a lathe with a generator and using that as the background. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking woodworking.
Okay. We broke into a factory that was just at the other end of our town when we were probably like 10, 11 years old. And we were thought it was so cool because we broke the windows out. And no, I didn't get arrested, but we broke the windows out and everything. We were able to sneak into it and freaked us out because when we got inside, we never knew what this factory was. It had been abandoned for like probably 6-7 years. So it was abandoned before we were old enough to understand it. But we got inside and it was those freaking anatomy dolls, like those big plastic, like from the butt cheek up to the shoulder anatomy dolls, like where the front pops off and you can see the intestines and all that stuff. And we were just like, because it's all dark in there and stuff and you can't really tell what it is.
Yep.
And, but we ended up going back like 2 or 3 times and found some fire extinguishers and we're like freaking spraying them all over the place. And oh my gosh.
Wow. You guys were like crazy and stuff.
No comment.
No, like you're going in and freaking causing chaos in an area that is not, that you're not authorized.
Yeah. The anatomy dolls, when I first got my job, the university that where the nursing students are, they have their building, right? Wow. I had to go into a room, check for some lights that were out. Okay. I go into the room. What they didn't tell you was that was one of the nursing labs. So what it ended up being is that it's a room full of hospital beds with the hospital bed dummies. I don't know what you call them. The medical dummies were in there. Well, they have it set up so that there's one like right when you walk in that's like, it looks like it's like shocked and it just sat up from its hospital bed. I walked in there, that thing scared the crap out of me. I walked in just fake. I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry. And then I was like, oh, that's fake. Oh, because there was no one else in there. There was like beds full of people. I wasn't expecting to walk into like an active hospital room. Oh hello.
Yeah, I'd wake
are
you up.
Are there towns near you guys that are abandoned though? like whole towns?
Whole town?
This isn't the Wild West.
Random ghost towns?
Not whole towns. No, there's parts around me that people can't live anymore from really? Strip mining. Yeah, there's a couple places around me that they strip mine. One place is finally starting to, like, grass is starting to grow again in it. They strip mine zinc there for a good long while, and the byproducts of that was just, it just killed everything. Pulling it out of the ground, there's a whole mountain that no vegetation grows on either side of it.
But why?
Zinc is nasty stuff. And there's just the strip mining process and the runoff from it. It's just everything trickled down.
So it just completely killed the area.
Yeah, they actually, at one point, their answer was to paint the mountain green to make it look better. Because
how big is that mountain?
How big is it? I'm calling it a mountain. It may be, you know, a hill, but it's big.
Wait, no, because, you know, I mean.
But it's the backdrop of the entire town.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So it's got to look horrible.
Like I said, I talked to somebody not that long ago, and they said that things are finally starting to take a turn for the better after, I mean, 30, 40 years.
I remember Pennsylvania was gray when I visited.
It's always gray.
It just looked gray, dude.
Yeah, very, very, very true statement. There's like 3 nice days every year, and it's a very gray place. We had a nice day today. I that's funny you say that. I say that all the time.
But you guys, where you guys live, it's blue skies.
Oh, me? No, it's gray.
No, I'm talking to Bales and
I live like right on the same line as Doc. So it's basically the same weather. I get first what he gets next.
I get sloppy weather seconds.
But it's clear skies though, no?
I don't know.
It's overcast
most of the time, I guess. I don't know.
Because I don't know if from where I, because here, like for instance, LA, it's freaking, the skies are, well, that's a tough one. But you could see the sky. There's smog, but you could see the skies. You know, there was a smog problem. Here it's freaking blue skies, dude. But like really contrasting, like super blue in your face. No. Do you guys get that or no?
We'll get it here a couple days during the summer. Like in the summer, it's nice. Summer months, I get like 3 nice months of weather.
Yeah.
Every year, and then the rest of it is just. I'm waiting now for like what I have 2 weeks of spring. I'll get two weeks of spring, and then it'll be hotter than hell for the summer.
Yeah, say from about November to April is just
gray. Gray.
It's been dreary up here too.
And then we get to watch the leaves change. That's nice for like, that's pleasant for like, I don't know, a 3 week stint.
So you got to freaking rake them, or blow them, or suck them up.
I wait until the nighttime and I blow them in the neighbor's yard.
At least you don't get
hurt. Why is he out there blowing leaves at night?
the old guy lives next door to me. Old timer. First fall, I'm out. I own the house, so I'm outside raking everything onto the tarp, and he comes over to me real serious. Hey, young fella. Hey, Bob, what's going on? I want to do you a big favor here. Oh, okay, Bob. Well, I'd love that. What's up? Well, I see you're starting a collection of leaves here, and I want to offer you all the leaves in my yard. You can go ahead and take as many as you want. I was like, Bob, get away.
Yeah, starting a collection of leaves.
Yep. He totally got me too, because I stopped and I was like talking to him, and I was like, he started laughing so hard. That was an old man joke.
You made his day when you laughed at his joke.
I didn't laugh. I think he was just trying to throw me off my game. I think that's all he was doing.
You didn't laugh? You dick. He got
me. He got me. He gave me the smile. He's not that kind of guy. I think he's a ball buster, and he just wanted to kind of, and he did.
Can just throw him a courtesy laugh, huh?
Yeah, I chuckle.